This is Nat. Hello. Nice of you to join me.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. So how did Naughty Studios come about, and how would you describe a sustainable art studio?
So I started in 2014 mm-hmm. when I couldn't find any creative space to work, and I'm a creative person, and I need to be around other creative people to feel inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And after not being able to find something, I just decided to make it. And
fair?
Yeah. And I'm really passionate about the environment, so I decided to build everything with sustainable repurposed material. So,
okay.
Yeah, all the rooms are made with like old timber, stuff that I've found and repurposed, and all the furniture mm-hmm. and appliances as well I find and fix or get given.
Yeah. Wow, okay. That's cool. The theme is nautical.
Yeah.
Can you describe that for us?
Like the theme?
Yeah. Where did you get the idea from, and describe the space for us, please?
It's kind of funny. When I first had the idea for the studio, I was talking to a friend who's an architect, and he was like, oh, you're going to have a theme. And I think in retrospect, he meant like a tasteful color palette theme.
Not a theme for the entire building.
Yeah, and I was like, I love the ocean. It's going to be nautical themed.
Cool.
And so inside there's all these murals, and then I've gotten some boats and cut them up, and there's all these paintings and old wooden ships. I just thought it was really fun.
That is cool. Like, is there more to it than that, or?
Like the studio?
Yeah.
So the one in Glebe is there's three old warehouse buildings that kind of converge together.
Mm-hmm.
And so 2.5 of the buildings are filled with artists and creative workspaces, and there's about 50 people working there now.
Okay.
It's 1,200 square meters of the building. And then there's a big open warehouse space that we keep open for events and like photo shoots and filming. So we have events every month like Best Worst Movie Club and
uh-huh.
Life Drawing.
Uh-huh.
And there's monthly like jazz music nights with local musicians.
So has sustainability always been a factor for you, like in terms of like, because is this your first studio setup?
I built the first one in 2014 in Stanmore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to go back to doing full-time art, but some owners of a building in the Blue Mountains approached me.
Mm.
And they were like, we have this old building and we want someone to lease it and give back to the community.
Okay.
And they were like, we found what we do online. We want you to use this space. And then I knew all these people from the Blue Mountains, and I was like, is this a thing people want? And I just started getting emails from people being like, I want to be a part of a creative space. Get me out from my house. Working at home is killing me.
Sure, especially during COVID, I guess, right?
Yeah. And then we were at the Stanmore building for 10 years, and then we got given notice at the end of 2023. And so then we moved over to the big building in Glebe.
Right. Okay, fair enough. So, and the sustainable aspect has always been a part of that.
Oh, yeah, because I'm really passionate about the environment.
No, as you said, no, that's cool. Thanks. So you said you host the Sustainable Life Drawing
mm-hmm.
in Glebe in the Blue Mountains. That's drawing of nudes and stuff, right?
Yeah, so there's a live model and they're normally
mm-hmm.
naked.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll do like a series of poses throughout the night.
Yeah.
And so it starts with short poses, so you're kind of just sketching and not really thinking about or trying hard. And then as the night progresses, the poses are longer.
Okay.
And then sometimes, because I think a lot of people are self-conscious, like, oh, I can't come, I can't draw. Sometimes I'll teach, like, techniques before the class, so you have kind of something to roll with.
Yeah. Have you ever encountered any, like, people being squeamish about the fact of life drawing?
No, not really. I think people who are really squeamish about it don't come.
Yeah, fair
Or they're
enough.
A bit nervous.
That's fair.
But people who come, I think, it's, like, really easy to draw something from a photo.
Mm.
But drawing from someone who's in front of you is like a next level challenge. And
yeah.
I think a lot of people really love that.
That's cool.
And then it's just much more engaging and it's fun, and you get to meet people who are also drawing, and it's nice to be a part of a little community.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
Thanks.
So you mentioned the Best Worst Movie Club.
Oh, yeah.
How is film a passion of yours? And,
oh, yeah.
And how do you make it special, I guess?
Best Worst Movie Club?
Mm.
Well, I suppose most movie nights, they're about, I guess, taking something really seriously. And I have this love of, I can't remember when, it was years ago, someone showed me a movie that was so bad it was funny. And I guess it's so nice to...
It wasn't The Room, was it?
The Room was the first one I saw, yeah. Yeah. But since then I've found movies that are much worse than that and much more funny.
Oh, yeah?
And it's, I think, like, as adults, we're kind of encouraged to do things perfectly and succeed and do really well. And it's such a relief and kind of fun to watch something that's not that great.
It's like, oh, they're one of us kind of vibe.
Yeah. It's almost like it gives you permission to fail. And it's so nice to not take something so seriously.
Yeah. And I guess there's something nice about, like, having a movie that's so bad that it loops around to being good again, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what have you been showing recently with the Best Worst Movie Club? And how often does it happen?
Once a month.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess one of the ones we watched recently that was a hit was Samurai Cop.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Do you want to describe it for us quickly?
So it's a guy who's a cop who doesn't know how to fight at all.
Okay.
But throughout the movie, he's pretending he knows how to fight. And he can't act.
Right. It's got a sequel.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of the bad movies do, because they start out making it because they want it to be taken seriously. They want it to be a great film.
Yeah.
And then they find how much people love it for what it is. And so then they get the budget to make another shitty one. And
that's,
it's like, it's
that's so fantastic.
It's so fun.
That's so fun. It's $7,000 budget.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's never a big budget.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, look.
I think as well, like, it gives us permission to be bad at something, and it makes you feel good about anything you've ever made in your life, because it'll be better
than
the
fair.
Movie.
That's fair. No, that's fair. What's next for the Naughty Studio?
Well, I suppose we're still kicking on. Like, people come to work at the studio, lots of different people. And then, yeah, we've got our regular events, but then also sometimes random cool events. Like, we had a fashion show, we had an exhibition recently. It really depends on who wants to come and use the space on top of our regular events.
Yeah, fair enough. Cool. Yeah. We'll pop the details of that up on the website after the show.
Awesome.
Thank you for coming on, Nat. And it sounds super interesting.
Yeah, you should come. It's really fun.
Cool. And we'll pop the address as well.
Awesome.
Up on the website as well after the show. But yes, thank you for coming on. That's pretty much it, really.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thank you.